This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Governor appoints Dr. Biswanath Paudyal as governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank. 48 people injured in separate road accidents in Tanahu, Makwanpur and Nawalpur districts. First International Everest Summit to be held in Kathmandu on the 27th of May, bringing together climbers across globe to promote adventure tourism. And UN says Israel will allow 108 trucks into Gaza as humanitarian chief warns of baby deaths. Now the news in detail. The government has appointed economist Dr. Biswanath Paudyal as the governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank. Unveiling the decisions of today's cabinet meeting, Communications Minister Prithibi Subbagrung said, the meeting decided to appoint Dr. Paudyal as the governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank, the country's central bank, as per the recommendation of the Governor Recommendation Committee. The committee nominated Dr. Paudyal, former Secretary Dinesh Bhattarai and Dr. Neelam Dhungana Timsina, acting governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank. Dr. Paudyal is an economist and policy expert in Nepal. He holds a PhD in economics with a specialization in development economics and public policy. The second meeting of the House of Representatives today unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration on the bill to amend some Nepal acts related to land. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Balaram Adhikari, presented the proposal, which was unanimously approved by the lower house. Meanwhile, lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to various contemporary issues. During 0 hour of today's meeting of the House of Representatives today, they urged the government to take initiatives immediately to rescue the people affected from the landslide at Tilgaon of Namka Rural Municipality 6 in Humla District and provide relief to them. On the occasion, Gyan Bahadur Sahi and Surya Kumari Shrestha asked the government to rescue the people affected by the landslide in Humla as soon as possible. Similarly, urging the general people to be protected from loss caused by rainfall as there is possibility of rain for 3 more days, Sita Kumari Rana requested the government to make pre-warning system effective. Similarly, Sita Mizar pointed out the need of digitalizing the government system, while Sunita Bral stressed the need for putting the development of information technology at priority in country's economic development. A total of 48 people have been injured in various road accidents in Tanahu, Makwanpur and Nolprasi districts. 25 people were injured in a passenger bus accident this afternoon in Magdi Rural Municipality 4 of Tanahu along the Prithibi Highway. Similarly, 14 people were injured in a road accident in Bhimpedi Rural Municipality of Makwanpur. Likewise, 9 people were injured when a bus and a microbus collided at Thumsi of Gaidakot Municipality 9 in Nawalpur. The first international gathering of summiters of Sagarmatha Mount Everest will be taking place in Nepal on the 27th of May. The organizer, the Everest Alliance Nepal, said that the event named Everest Summiters Summit aims to bring together the climbers, provide them a forum for sharing experiences with each other and promote an adventure tourism. According to Alliance Chair Sudarshan Nepal, so far 177 climbers from 16 countries have confirmed the registration for participation in the summit. The summit will also include extensive discussions on the impacts of climate change on mountain ecosystems with panel discussions. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjunana Deva has left for Japan to participate in the International Conference on Social Isolation in Senior Citizens, which is starting tomorrow in Tokyo. She left for Japan last night. Minister Rana is scheduled to address the conference on behalf of Nepal. The conference, organized by the Foundation for the Welfare and Education of the Asian People, will have their participation of ministers, senior government officials and social activists from more than 12 countries. While in Japan, the Foreign Affairs Minister is scheduled to hold important bilateral meetings. She is set to return home next Saturday. The delegation of the European Union to Nepal has welcomed 21 ambassadors and representatives from European Union member states based in New Delhi for their annual Heads of Mission visit to Nepal. This visit, organized in the spirit of Team Europe, brings together ambassadors for a program focused on understanding Nepal's priorities and highlighting areas of cooperation. The mission also includes high-level meetings, field visits and exchanges with a range of Nepali stakeholders. During the visit, ambassadors met with the Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs to discuss domestic and foreign policy issues. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subhakarung has said that the Constitutional Council meetings should not be held hostage in indecision. Taking part in a discussion on the bill designed to amend the Constitutional Council Function, Duties and Power Procedures Act at the meeting of the Legislative Management Committee under the National Assembly today, Minister Gurung said that the appointment process to be made by the council has been delayed due to the lack of regular meetings. Minister Gurung also emphasized that an environment should be created where recommendations are made by the council unanimously. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Recharge garna hos ya balance transfer garna all detail data voice ko status thaha pauna gift back pathauna wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna sajilo cha hai add the app aile nai download garo 1GB data free ma prapta garo
play store wa app store bata sajilai nepal telecom ko app download garna sakincha
nepal telecom rashtrako sanchar
welcome back now the remaining news Prime Minister and Chancellor of Tribhuvan University, K.P. Sharma Oli, has formed a three-member recommendation committee to select the next Vice-Chancellor of Tribhuvan University. The committee has been formed under the coordination of Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Panta. The members of the committee formed today include members of National Planning Commission Geeta Kumari Pojal and Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Dr. Deepak Kafle. The post of Vice-Chancellor remains vacant since University's Vice-Chancellor, Professor Dr. Kesar Jung Baral, resigned on the 25th of March. Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly, Bimala Khimire, has expressed the view that ending the poverty sustainably in developing and least developed countries has become a challenge. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Forum on Poverty Reduction and Sustainable Development today at Xi'an City of China, Khimire said it has become challenging to end poverty sustainably due to lack of access to education, health, food security and basic facilities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's HPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The UN says Israel has given permission for around 108 lorries to enter Gaza. The BBC cited UN's humanitarian chief Tom Pletcher as saying 5 lorries were allowed in yesterday following an 11-week blockade and hoped for more today. Pletcher also said 14,000 babies could die in Gaza in the next 24 hours. Put yet rather if more aid doesn't reach them. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the war can end tomorrow if Hamas releases its hostages and lays down arms of 58 hostages remain in Gaza. Up to 23 are believed to be alive. Israel has blocked all aid from entering Gaza for the past 11 weeks, saying it was putting pressure on Hamas, which it accuses of stealing aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of trying to buy time to continue its war in Ukraine a day after Donald Trump said progress towards a ceasefire had been made in a call with Vladimir Putin. Mr. Zelensky wrote on social media that if Russia continues to put forward unrealistic conditions and undermine progress, there must be tough consequences, adding that Kiev was ready to negotiate. Following the separate calls with Zelensky and Putin on Monday, Trump said truce talks between Russia and Ukraine would start immediately. According to the BBC, Putin said he was ready to work on a memorandum on a possible future peace agreement, but didn't address calls for the 30-day pause in fighting. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudhapashim provinces, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the mountainous regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government appoints Dr. Biswanath Poddel as governor of Nepal Rast Bank. 48 people injured in separate road accidents in Tanahu, Makwanpur and Nawalpur districts. First International Everest Summiters Summit to be held in Kathmandu on the 27th of May, bringing together climbers across the globe to promote adventure tourism. And UN says Israel will allow 108 trucks into Gaza as humanitarian aid chief warns of baby deaths. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.